When Will Blackman went down with a knee injury in Week 4, the Packers' special teams return units just were not the same. Blackman, who is entering his fifth NFL season, has three career punt returns for touchdowns. That's why the Packers and Blackman are taking things slow this season.
I'm feeling pretty good. My main thing is, you know, especially with this, you might feel great. You know, obviously, you know, last week I showed some flashes of, like, some major cuts, but you still just need to, you know, give everything time. Like, the ACL may feel great, you know, you may want to go out there and give it all, but at the same time, you just have to just be smart.
Blackman said he wants to show steady improvement, gearing himself towards opening day.
The main thing is just to, you know, obviously have some progression during training camp, to improve during training camp, but also be healthy and be ready and be 100% for the season. Because, you know, once Philly comes, you know, everybody needs to be full go, and that's my main objective.
One would think Blackman doesn't have anything to prove to the coaching staff, and he can simply show up on opening day against the Eagles. But Blackman said he does have something to prove.
Obviously, Coach Slocum wants to make sure, you know, because he knows one of my biggest moves is the jump cut. You know, unfortunately, that's how I injured myself, too. So, you know, they want to make sure I can still be elite and make those, you know, crazy cuts that I'm able to do. And, you know, one characteristic I have being a punt returner is that I'm fearless. You know, I'm not, obviously, you know, the ball's in the air. Guys in front of me, I might catch it without fear of catching it. And the hardest part of getting over an ACL is the mental. So you have to go out there and try it. You got to go out there. So I went out there last week and did a couple of jump cuts and felt pretty good. So, I mean, I'm not taking anything for granted. I still need to go out there and catch some punts and get used to the schemes that we're doing, you know, because, once again, it's a team sport. Everybody has to be on the same page.
This is a crucial year for special teams and a crucial year for special teams coach Sean Slocum to get the ship righted. The Packers have struggled in this area the last couple of seasons. Blackman said there's no doubt that special teams means a lot to the team's success.
I've been chomping the bits because the year before, 2008, you know, I led in tackles and return yardage, you know, so obviously I took my job pretty serious even when I wasn't even on defense. And that's a huge factor, you know. Also in 2007, you know, the special teams, they really stepped in. I mean, the first game was against Philly. You know, he opened up with a touchdown on punt. And I had two touchdowns later on. Tremont had a touchdown as well. We ended up going to the NFC Championship game because special teams was a huge factor. I don't know what goes on upstairs in the front office, but I know for a fact that, you know, if I wasn't able to make plays on special teams and whatnot, I know for a fact that I wouldn't be here.
Getting less practice time and not being on the field during much of last season, Blackman admitted he misses it.
Being back there by yourself and, you know, knowing all eyes are on you and, you know, just knowing that particular play, that everybody's watching you. That's exciting.
But in the end, Blackman really and truly believes when the Packers line up against the Philadelphia Eagles in the season opener, he'll be ready to go.
I'll be there. I'll be elite. I'll be electric. So that's no doubt in my mind. No question. So nobody has anything to worry about. I'll be effective, too.
Packer doctors believe that Blackman's knee just isn't ready for the rigors of two-a-day training camp workouts at the time, and they're hoping that will change soon.